Lieutenant Commander Kestrogenia, I presume?
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Granted. Welcome aboard, Commander.
Whoa! Oh, no. I'm sorry, sir. I'll get them.
It's just a few pads, Commander. Nothing to worry about. On this ship, the crew gives you a few chances before they call you a Butterfingers.
How many chances?
I'm sure you'll never find out, Commander. I mean, you never would have made it this far in engineering if you couldn't hold a coil modulator straight.
And you must be Commander Neva.
Lieutenant Commander Neva, Chief of Operations. A pleasure, Commander.
I'm so happy to finally meet you. Captain Mandara said I should look you up when I got here.
And she told me to keep an eye out for you. Don't worry. With my help in 2 weeks, you'll know the Excelsior as well as you knew the Totalic.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Then you must be Lieutenant Lorak, the Excelsior's first officer. Sorry again about the, thank you for taking the time to welcome me aboard.
Don't get me wrong, Miss Janaya. Welcome aboard. But I'm here to warn you. Chief Engineer is a tough job. You can still get out of this.
Respectfully, sir, the only thing that could keep me out of your engineering bay is a cascading coolant leak. I spent 6 years as an assistant chief on the Totalic, and I'm ready for the big pool table, and anything else this ship can throw at me.
Well, we'll see what you think after you've met Incinado.
Now, Commander, what do you know about transporters?
I built one once in the field. Why?
We have a chance to put that knowledge to good use. You know anything about the planet we're orbiting?
No, we're in uncharted space. From the shuttle, it looked primitive. No city lights on Nightside.
And you're right. Mantua is primitive. High medieval is our best approximation. A C+ on the scale of culture. Castles, princesses, even a plague which is threatening to send them into a dark age.
Only we're picking up a massive power source on the surface, way beyond anything the Mantuans are capable of. And we can't beam down to investigate because...
Because something in the energy field is blocking the transporters?
It stumped engineering for 3 hours, and Captain Dovan wants an away team on the surface in 2.
We'll get right on it. I'll need the transceiver assembly, of course. What's the process here for reserving time on it?
Actually,
the transceiver is simply still offline. So are a number of other support systems. Starbase 911 patched the gaping wounds, but we still need a few days of work before we're shipshape.
More like weeks, actually. Here's a full damage report.
Oi. This is... Does this mean that you're going to let me in on the big secret?
That being?
It's the only thing anyone on Starbase has talked about for a month. What happened to this ship? Where were you?
Sorry, Commander.
That's classified. If we told you...
It could destroy the galaxy.
Literally, I'm afraid. So I find it best not to think about where we've been.
Where we're going is a lot more interesting anyway.
I guess I'd better get to work then.
Capital idea, Miss Janaya. You'll find Chief Lorth just outside with your things. He'll give you the grand tour. Welcome aboard once again.
I'll put orientation and lunch on your calendar, Commander. Right after we're done here at Mantua.
I can't wait. Thank you. Ow, darn it.
Are you all right?
Just stubbed my toe. I'll be fine. Just fine.
Well, she's going to be... interesting.
Adao's going to eat her alive.
And that's going to be... interesting.
I'm heading to sickbay to pick up some requisition docs. You want to come?
I'm due on the bridge.
You're avoiding me. Ever since what happened in the shuttle...
You keep bringing it up.
If you can look me in the eye and tell me what happened between us didn't matter, I'll stop.
No, you know what I mean. I'm talking about Simon.
That right there was the sound of you bringing up Simon, not me.
You just asked to walk me to sickbay. Was that or was that not an attempt to lead me to counseling with Dr. Sharp?
I just think you need to talk to somebody.
I have been.
Leo the barkeep is not a counselor, Alex.
If you want me to stop avoiding you, Neva, stop badgering me. Simon Westlake is dead, and I am figuring it out.
Have you talked to his father yet?
Bridge to Lorok.
I'm on my way, sir.
Belay that. We've tracked the Mantuan power source to within a few kilometers. It's even bigger than we thought. And Admiral Parker's going to want to know why.
There's only one thing that could leave a footprint that big. Alien interference. Some powerful race is down there trying to change Mantuan society and doesn't want us to see it.
We need more than a theory. Did that new engineer find a way to use the transporters yet?
She just came aboard a minute ago, Captain.
So, no?
I'm afraid not.
Then are you up for a little treasure hunt?
Count me in.
If you need more time, number one.
Captain, what happened last month is completely behind me.
That's all I needed to hear.
Lieutenant Lorok, Commander Neva, Dr. Sharp, Mr. Rawl to Main Shuttle Bay. Main Shuttle Bay, prepare for launch.
Completely behind you.
Completely.
Space. The final frontier. Somewhere, a star is exploding. Somewhere, a new colony is harvesting its first crop. Somewhere, there's a city made of flame, neath a sky that screams with song. The Starship Excelsior's mission is to seek them out and bear witness. That's all you need to know. Star Trek Excelsior. Starring Larry Phelan as Captain Elkar Dovan.
Samuel Gillis as
Lieutenant Alex Lorok.
Kennedy as Lieutenant Commander Neva.
Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari. Emily Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
And Michael Liebman as Ensign Bavoni Roll.
Tonight's episode, Guards, Get Them! By Emily Potter.
Does this have to be so tight?
You're playing the part of an enslaved surgeon. Yes, it has to be this tight. Trust the infiltration specialist.
I can hardly breathe.
Maybe their plague, is related to the lack of air.
The upper class on the southern continent has green skin. It's close to Orion, so Neva, Lord of the South March, will be seen as your leader. Actually, as your owner.
Bev, you know how I feel about slavery.
Sorry, ma'am.
The Prime Directive is in full force on this planet. We must not interfere with the natural development of this society.
Yes, sir. No references to space, other planets, or advanced civilizations. If the only cover story we have makes me a slaveholder, so be it.
What about the plague? The Mantuans are suffering in huge numbers, and Captain Dovan put me on this team for a reason.
That reason is to protect us, Doctor. Find out what's making them sick. Take necessary precautions, but we can't interfere. Our mission is to identify the power source, plus the alien influence behind it, and take all prudent measures. Nothing more.
I'm not used to standing around watching people die.
The Prime Directive is there to protect people like this, Melissa. Even from well-intentioned people like us.
Then on your heads be it.
Coming up on the landing site. Nearest town's about 5 clicks north of here.
That's where we'll start, then. We can narrow the search from there. Rawl, can you help me find the hat that goes with this costume?
So then she jumps up, spills the soup, and runs all the way down to sick bay, her hair still dripping wet. Turns out she broke her wrist.
That's incredible.
Ah, man. I didn't even know you could get water out of a sonic shower.
It takes a special kind of engineer to screw up a shower that bad. But hey, I heard it straight from the yeoman on the Titalic. our new chief engineer, kind of a mess.
I looked up her dossier. She looks all right. Lots of experience, few decorations, beautiful smile.
Myers, stop right there. I have two words for you. Ice queen.
No, I mean, well, maybe. I'm not gonna... Sure, she's a fine-looking woman, but...
Attention on deck!
Thanks, everyone, but that's not going to be necessary. You can relax. I'm Lieutenant Commander Tester Denaya. I'm the Excelsior's new chief engineer, and I'm very happy to be here. I'd love to spend some time getting to know you all, but the captain's already given us a priority assignment, so let's just get your names, and then you can help me figure out how we do things around here. Ensign, can you help me start?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Ensign Scheherazade Joshi, Propulsion Specialist.
Ensign Kinash Adao. I've been running this place, which I guess makes me your new... assistant. Ma'am.
Petty Officer Nicholas Dimitropoulos, Systems Tech.
And I'm Master Chief Myers. Jack Myers, Engineer's Mate.
We'll see about that, Jack.
Nick, I love you. Shut up.
All right, you all know the job? We need to punch transporters through the energy field. I hear your transceiver assembly's still down, so I think our first job is to get it running again. Jack, that sounds like it's in your wheelhouse.
Perfect, boss lady.
Right. The transceiver should give us some solid data, then we can plan our next move.
Wrong.
Kinash, you have something to add?
We don't need the whole transceiver array. We can get all the data we need with subspace echolocation. I can have the main deflector ready for that in half the time.
That's... a bit unorthodox, Ensign. I like it. But if the energy field is disrupted in subspace, that could overwhelm our signal. Then we'd have wasted an hour and still need to fix the transceiver. No, I like it, but I'm gonna have to say we play it safe this time. So everyone, Myers is on point. Give him whatever he needs and I'll meet you down there as soon as I've run a standard systems check. Dismissed.
Father, why are you in here brooding again?
Because they are my subjects, Alina, and I am their king. I must help them before it's too late.
Watching them dance won't help anyone, Father. It'll only foul your mood.
If I watched long enough, one of them might betray a hint, a meaning. Something other than that vacant joy on their faces. It's so much like death, Ollie. You don't remember when your mother...
You've done more than most lords, Your Majesty. You've given them shelter from the elements instead of putting them out on the street. You've hired musicians to help them pass through the plague, and you've even asked Talbot to help cool their blood.
A decision I regret daily, daughter. There is some reason you sought me out, I take it?
Yes, Father. Three visitors have requested an audience.
Is that so? Tell them to come back on the Ides during my regular audience. Do not trouble me with trifles, child.
Father, one of them is green.
Green? Green skin all over? Is he from the southern continents?
That, or she has a very serious skin condition.
I haven't seen a southern since I was a squire.
I know.
Why didn't you say so at once, Alina?
Because, Father, you look so funny when you're surprised.
Okay, keep your eyes peeled for anything out of place. If there's an alien influence at work here, it's probably subtle. They obviously haven't made their presence known yet. Subversion before subjugation.
Your Majesty, the Lady Neva, Emerald among Emeralds, Noblewoman of the South March, absolute sovereign of the Excelsior Estate, accompanied by her personal, servants.
Princess Alina, where's Helmut? He knows he's due at audiences.
I'll have a summons sent.
Remember, anything out of the ordinary, anything out of place. Blink, we might miss it.
My Lady Neva, honored guests, I greet you as an emissary of friends too long parted.
Your Majesty, it is I, Helmut of the Great and Most Blessed Order of Wizards. I am so sorry I am late.
Did he just
appear out of thin air, right in front of us?
Does that count as out of the ordinary?
It's a bit dim in here, isn't it? I hate cloudy days. With a flick of my wand, let there be light!
These stone panels, they're glowing.
How did he do that?
They're not stone. I'd know that glow anywhere. It's photoluminescent aluminium. Atomic age technology at the absolute least.
Yes. Thank you, Helmut.
Of course, Your Majesty. Anything for our people?
We have guests, noble wizard. Visitors, attend and pay homage.
Your Majesty.
My Lady Neva, too long has it been since last we tested our hospitality on our viridescent sisters in the south. Your people are even more beautiful than I remembered.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
My daughter, Princess Alina.
Hello.
My surgeon, Melissa, and my valet, Alex.
Beautiful names, all.
If I may, my lord.
Ah, yes. And this is an emissary of the Wizarding Clan, Helmut.
You marvelous with your power, wizard. How came you by such magic?
Oh, my lady, you must understand. A wizard never reveals his tricks.
So it is a trick, then?
Pardon me.
Alex, behave yourself. We could use a man of Helmut's talents back on the estate.
Alas, that your gimlet eye has fallen at once away from me, my lady.
Change your tone at once, my lord. Jealousy does not befit such a gracious visage.
Do not think I regret it too much, for how nobler a love which should never be returned.
Do not be so quick to soothsay, my lord. Wiser than us have found that love moves stranger than the stars foretell. Is Helmut for sale?
I'm sorry?
Father?
Did I lapse into my native tongue? I wish to know how much money you want for Helmut's ownership deed.
Oh, wonderful specimen, my lord. But perhaps you should correct her on the finer points of northern property law?
Wait! What was that? No! Guard! Guard! Princess! Grab his pike!
I have him! It's starting! Team?
Dancing.
Come on, Fulton! Snap out of it! Stop dancing!
I can't, my lady! Help me!
In God's name, Helmut, do something!
I'm so sorry, my lady. This curse is still beyond our magic.
You have to help yourself here, Fulton. You're a free man of virtue. Whatever spirits have taken you.
It's too late, my lord. He's gone.
Very well. Have him put with the others before it spreads. And stay away from him, Alina. All he can do now is get you sick, too.
I'm sorry. What did we just see?
You mean to say the plague has not reached the south?
No. It has. The plague is everywhere. It's just...
It doesn't look quite the same where we come from. Less...
Less dancing. Can I see your other patients? Is there a hospital? I am a doctor, and we have some ways of looking at the plague that maybe your doctors haven't tried yet.
Anything that could help would earn 100 years' gratitude from this kingdom.
Lead the way, Princess Alina.
Your Majesty.
You all right, Commander?
Just a little... I'm fine.
That was impressive wordplay back there. Where did you learn to talk like that?
Some of the most well-spoken men I ever knew were in the Syndicate. They were also the most dangerous. If you wanted to live, you learned to speak their language.
If you ever hear me buttering you up like that, it means I've got one hand on my dagger. When I care about a man, I tell him what he needs to hear, whether he likes it or not.
I'll keep that in mind.
Close the courtyard of the plague.
Christ almighty! We'd better catch up. I may need a distraction in a minute, Neva.
So, all these dancers are really your patients?
Yes, surgeon. It steals upon them day or night. The only warning is a laugh, peasant or noble, good or evil. Then the laughing ends, and they dance.
All day?
And all night. They drink only if we pour water down their throats. They don't eat at all.
It's a frenzy. They just keep dancing until...
Until what?
Until they die, Lady Neva. That is why we call it a plague. Since it appeared 6 months ago, we've lost 100 souls to it. It only grows.
May I take a closer look? I have certain medical tools.
We've already studied the eyes and wrists, Melissa. If there's a pattern, we don't know it. Perhaps you'll fare better. May I join you? Foreign medicine fascinates me.
Lady Neva?
I think perhaps my valet had better assist her. In the meantime, perhaps you can explain those tapestries to me.
Oh, well, yes. There, you'll see the crest of my father, given him after he held off Duke Camlan's army with 27 knights. 27 knights in the forest of Argonne. On the left, on the
right. Come on.
Are we safely out of sight?
Go ahead. What was all that about the eyes and wrists?
Folk medicine. Don't worry about it. Lots of strange ideas about disease in C-plus civilizations.
Like this plague?
Actually, it's not unheard of. Dancing plagues have been historically reported on Andor, Kellogg 9, and Earth. For example, in 1374, dancing broke out in the middle of Germany, then quickly spread across most of the cities in Western Europe. At the time, they thought it could be a curse sent by the saints.
Superstition, I take it.
Frankly, none of the explanations modern medicine offers are much better. The dancing plague has always been something of a mystery.
Well, it sounds like a mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria is what doctors blame when they want to make the unexplainable go away. It's a surrender flag, not an answer.
I'm not sure how much longer Neva can keep the king distracted.
That's all right. I've got something.
What?
This disease isn't a virus or a bacterium. Whatever this is going straight to the brain. There's a state of neurological excitement in the hypothalamus and the premotor cortex.
What's causing?
I don't know. Some kind of energy field I can't pin down. Certainly nothing I'd recognize as a natural disease.
Wait, are you saying the wizards?
Unless you think King Tapestry over there is capable of building an advanced bioweapon, I don't have any other suspects.
It's one thing to exploit a primitive people. It's quite another to murder them by disease.
But, like the plague itself, it's hardly unheard of.
If you're right, Melissa, then the Prime Directive doesn't apply to the plague. Leave the wizards to me, but find a cure, fast.
I need to study how this develops before I can tell you more. If I narrow the tolerance field here, I should be able to find someone whose brain is already being affected, but isn't symptomatic yet. Then it should be just a matter of seeing how the disease develops.
How is it going, you two?
You were right about the eyes and veins, Your Highness. This plague affects your people differently than ours. But we still don't know how to cure it.
I can't tell you how sorry I am to hear that. But come, we must show you the treatment due to distant emissaries. And between you and I, if my father spends another minute trying to impress the Lady Neva, she might drop dead of boredom.
Thank you for your hospitality, Your Highness. We'll be right there. Kelimar valet is tired and needs rest.
Of course, Melissa. You can call me Alina.
So now all we have to do is find your test subject.
No. I already found a test subject.
What? Ooh.
It showed up on the brain scan, plain as day. Princess Alina is in the earliest stages of neurological excitation. If we don't stop this plague, in a few hours she'll be here on the dance floor with the rest of them.
Encinito, I didn't expect to find you up here. The transceiver assembly's online, then.
Don't know, don't care, and as of this moment, neither do you. Take a look at this. Everything you'd want to know about the energy field and more, all through subspace echolocation.
You even found the variance frequency, but the subspace distortion.
I compensated.
This is excellent work, Ensign. The energy field won't stand a chance with this new data. I see I underestimated your technical skills.
Sure did.
Janiah to Myers.
Myers here.
Cease repairs on the transceiver assembly. We've got a new source of information up here. Report back to main engineering for the next step.
Right quick, Buzz Lady. Myers out.
As for you, Ensign.
Yes?
You're relieved of duty and restricted from engineering systems, effective immediately.
What?
You disobeyed my direct orders, jeopardizing our mission and UA team. You may be a technical genius, but if you can't follow my lead, I can't work with you. Report to your quarters and think about it. We don't need you for the rest of this assignment.
I just helped you get to the away team. How dare you?
Ensign, see these pips? I'm not some junior grade lieutenant wandering in here to prove myself. I've been running engineering teams since you were in junior high, and the only thing I've seen that's true at every posting, everywhere in the galaxy, is that a team that can't work like one is sooner or later gonna get a lot of people killed. You're relieved. Ensign?
This isn't over.
Oh, I certainly hope not. After this mission, I'll make us some tea. We'll talk then.
Sure. Tea.
Get the door, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Melissa. We broke into the princess's bedroom. The rest is up to you.
Administering sedative. Beginning a full neurological scan. This is the damnedest thing.
What?
We're really not dealing with a disease in any traditional sense of the word. Some kind of signal being transmitted directly into the princess's hypothalamus. Like Neva's pheromones, but 10 times more powerful. Inducing a frenzied state.
The laughing and dancing.
Exactly. Her brain chemistry is rapidly deteriorating. She has hours, at most. Maybe minutes.
Can you trace the signal back to its source?
Trying.
Lieutenant, did you hear that?
Hear what? It's fast!
What's the problem?
The king is outside!
Damn! I just need another minute.
No, he's coming in here. Bort! The side door is our best.
The liturgy of vigils, matins, and law.
Exit.
Lady Neva, I trust you two are here to join my daughter's nightly prayer for help.
Your Majesty, this isn't what it looks like.
It is customary in the Northlands to enter only where you have been invited.
Silence, Helmut. This is my daughter. Guards, step back.
Your Majesty.
Now, perhaps one of you will tell me what witchcraft your surgeon was working on my daughter. Or did you think I did not see her wand?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Do you think me blind? I saw the
device. It's called a tricorder.
Ensign Sharp.
He saw it. That damage is done. Now, Your Majesty, your daughter is going to become sick with the plague very soon now.
Oh, no.
What?
As I was saying, Your Majesty...
What have you done to the princess?
Your Majesty, I know what this looks like, but we're here to help the princess. The wizards, they're the ones responsible for the plague, and we have to help them.
Alina! Alina, can you hear me? Please stop dancing. Go back to sleep, sweetheart. Guards, arrest these sorcerers!
Alex?
Run!
Guards, get them!
Melissa!
Let's go
almost gone.
I'm all right. Go, go, go.
Neva, we need an exit.
Neva,
you've got this.
You're right, but you're not gonna like it.
I like anything better than getting caught by these fine gentlemen, Lady Neva.
Okay, up those stairs.
I'm not sure I can keep up.
Come on, Doctor. Where are we going, Neva?
Out of the castle.
Then why are we going up to the fourth floor?
I said you weren't gonna like it.
They're on the ramparts. Stop them.
Where do we go from here? There are guards everywhere.
Jump!
What?
Jump! The castle's surrounded by a moat. We'll be fine. Watch.
I've got her. I've got the white woman.
Melissa!
Take my tricorder.
I'm not leaving without you.
Suits us fine, Southlander.
Yeah, come here, laddie buck.
Alex, look out! The edge!
Whoa! Whoa!
It's all right. You're all right.
Oh. Hey there, beautiful lady. Does that painting seem weird to you?
Oh, for... There. That'll help you think straight. You hit your head when you fell. Mild concussion, but it could have been a lot worse.
How long?
About half an hour. And I had to carry you for most of that. We need to get moving. I claim sanctuary in this chapel, but I'm not sure that'll hold when the king's troops show up at the gate.
Where's Melissa?
You don't remember.
She was captured.
Yeah. You and I barely got out of there. Guards all over the place.
You left her behind?
I had to get you away.
They could kill her. Sparse, she might already be dead.
Melissa Sharp is a smart, capable woman. She'll be okay.
You can't know that.
And even if she weren't, there was nothing I could do. You want to go back and storm the castle? The two of us against 1,000 troops?
No, you're right. There wasn't anything you could have done. I slipped off the wall. It's my fault.
I didn't say that.
The best way we can help the doctor now is to stop the plague and expose these wizards for what they are. Did you have a chance to review her tricorder scans?
Yes. The plague is being generated by a massive energy field that envelops most of the planet. Melissa was using the princess's illness to trace the source.
The same power source we came here to find?
Definitely. Unfortunately, we don't have a clear trace. A rough distance and a vague heading. Not enough to go on.
What about the Excelsior?
I can't raise them through the interference. And we can't double back to the landing zone because the search parties are in that direction.
Then we need to gather intelligence. How about that priest you mentioned? And really, what is with this painting?
It's just some angel or something?
No, I mean, look at the edges. The brickwork is so well balanced, and then these sharp edges. They weaken the whole structure of the wall.
Cuthbert, search the belfry. Newcastle, the undercroft. Tennant and I will cover this courtyard. Baskerville's boys will have the rest.
If you seize her into her, let her taste your steel.
They haven't seen us.
A few pillars and shadows won't hide us for long. We have to go.
Didn't you hear him? We're surrounded.
We've got to try.
Seriously? Look at this painting.
We don't have time for art criticism, sir. We have to go.
Yeah.
A secret door.
I told you it looked weird. Come on.
I guess it'd be too much to ask for a secret passage with lighting.
It's all right. It's not very long. Here's the far wall. And if I just push...
Where are we? A wine cellar?
Seems that way. I hear music upstairs and laughter. Let's head up and try to blend in. With a little luck, we'll get our information and a little dinner, too. Here are the stairs. Why does the church need a secret passageway connecting it to a common neighborhood pub?
You clearly haven't met many clerics, Alex. I'll handle this. Excuse me, barkeep, good sir.
Oh, yes, m'lady. What can I do for a beautiful visitor from southern lands?
I have been sent as an ambassador. My people doubt the power of your wizarding order. I must, take counsel with them at their fortress?
Well, isn't that just lovely? The wizards, m'lady, they changed everything around here. The streets are lit at all hours, nobody goes hungry, and all they ask in return is their bit of land. The king? His most trusted advisors, the head of the wizarding order.
I have seen an example of Advisor Helmut's power, but I do not know where he, holds court.
Outside the city, half a day's walk southeast by south will take you to the edge of the Enchanted Forest. They say the wizards have built a great fortress of steel and glass.
Those coordinates agree with Melissa's calculations.
That's all we know. Didn't Helmut the Wise tell you this?
It's...
M'lady is being tested.
Yes, I'm being tested, and I am testing them. It's a game, one people of power and influence like to play.
Oh, of course, m'lady. No offense intended.
None taken. I wish you prosperity and happiness for your help and...
What's happening?
It's getting bright. White light. Coming from... nowhere.
Clearly. I mean, what is that?
The Great and Most Blessed Order of Wizards has a message for us all. Look, out of the window. A message in the sky.
Oi! It's you!
Why are our 3-meter versions of our faces floating around in midair over the village?
It must be a projector field.
Wanted? By the Wizarding Order of Mantua?
Oh, space.
So much for dinner.
Attacking the princess? Reward? Dead or alive?
Now that just seems excessive.
You are enemy of the wizards! Enemies of us all!
No, I promise we're trying to stop the plague.
Please! Ew!
Alex, run!
Halt in the name of the law!
Helmut!
What have you done with Melissa?
Lightning bolt!
Neva, look out!
I'm all right!
Your surgeon is already in custody. She has been given 12 hours to remove her curse from the prince.
And what happens at the end of 12 hours?
There is only one punishment for high treason. She will die by hanging.
Glacius!
Ow!
Alex!
Just my shoulder. Run, we're almost there.
End the plague or pay the price.
End it yourself, wizard.
So be it. Ancient powers, lords of old, stop these killers and burn this road.
Oh no.
We can't get around it.
The forest. This way.
You can't escape. My brethren are homing in on my location. You'll be surrounded. Surrender or die.
Oh, to hell with you. Come on, Neva.
A phaser? Prime directive?
Helmut's obviously an alien and doesn't count. Besides, we can't afford to get caught. But this is counting on us.
Okay. Now what?
Now? We run all the way to this enchanted forest and end this before they kill Dr. Sharp.
Here are the latest scans, Ensign. We're getting better at compensating for interference, but still no sign of the away team. Just guards, hundreds of them, all over the countryside.
What is happening down there? No. Wait. Hang on. Scroll back to that last image, the castle courtyard. What is that?
Elevated wooden platform, 3 ropes hanging from it. Oh, it's a gallows. That's not good.
No, it's not. On Mantua, the death penalty is reserved for political crimes like espionage or treason. Exactly the kind of thing a foreigner like Lady Neva could be charged with.
You think they've captured the away team?
At least part of it. And they're eager to dispense some justice. Why, I can't guess.
We need those transporters. How long do we have?
Mantuan custom holds that all executions must take place at the exact moment of sunset. Adjusting for local time, that's in barely 15 hours. We have to tell the captain.
You know, in the old days, Starfleet rations were terrible.
Are you even old enough to have old days? What are you? 25?
26? I was at the Academy during the war.
Wait. Really? I was joking! You're 26?
What should I do with this wrapper?
Pile it in with mine. I'll vaporize them. You can't leave a trail. I can't believe I slept with someone so young.
It wasn't your fault. Your Orion pheromones.
It wasn't anyone's fault. We were under the influence of powerful drugs that neither of us intended. It's just weird.
Quiet. Get down.
Alex, no.
You think she's really a doctor?
They're passing. Alex?
I'm fine, Neva.
You can put your phaser away.
What? Oh.
Breathe. Just breathe.
I'm fine, Neva.
We won't have to kill anyone here. We're just fact-finding.
Less than 3 months ago, I went on a fact-finding mission to Gevinon Prime. I personally murdered 2 helpless aliens, barely escaped the planet as it burned. And a teenage boy I swore to protect is never coming home.
We aren't leaving anyone behind today. We know exactly where Dr. Sharp is, and the Excelsior is going to get her out if we don't cure the plague first. We're not going to have another Simon on Mantua.
You're right. You're right, Neva. Come on.
I am too, you know.
What?
I'm afraid of what happened on Gevinon. The choices we made. Who I became.
Talking to a counselor. Is it helping?
Usually. I can sleep. Well, more than I was, anyway.
I don't remember the last time I fell asleep. Sometimes I can't even breathe.
Your chest gets tight like you're drowning. And you're afraid. What happens if I pass out?
How do you know?
You're not the first person in Starfleet history to have a panic attack. As the humans say, we're only human.
Ha! Don't let Dovin hear you say that. I feel fine. I can think straight. I wasn't showing off when I told the captain I could handle this mission. I can!
And I wasn't showing off when I asked you to come to counseling with me.
I owe you an apology. A long one.
It's a long walk to the forest.
You deserve a lot more credit than I've given you.
Usually true.
I mean as an officer. You've earned those pips.
I know.
You're not big on modesty, are you, Commander?
You seem to think I should be flattered that you're finally acknowledging my rank and experience.
I'm sorry, I just meant... Well, I read your record. While I was avoiding you on the Excelsior.
And?
You didn't just put in your time and wait for those pips. You fought for them. You did what the job demanded, even when it cost you friends or more. And I couldn't stop thinking about when we fought. And I tried to take those pips away from you.
I believe in Starfleet. I believe in myself. That's all I need. What do you believe in, Alex?
I used to be able to answer that question so easily. Now, between you and me, I have no idea.
The crew?
No, that's Dovan. He'd take the fall for the greenest, newest cadet on the ship, especially after Gevinon. Saving lives in general? Dr. Sharp's bailiwick. And Bavoni of Rawls has shown me that whatever I do believe in, it isn't quite my Federation right or wrong.
Then you believe in doing the right thing.
That's what I would have said before. But I don't feel qualified to judge anymore.
This isn't the chat I thought we were going to have.
What?
Suddenly I'm the sounding board for a soul search, and you've barely looked at me since Gevinon.
Which is exactly why I'm not qualified to say what's right and wrong.
So you know it's wrong.
Yes.
Then you're still perfectly qualified. You just have to start acting on it again. You're scared to try. Which is understandable if this is your approach.
I thought it was a good approach.
I take back what I said about your judgment.
I'm an engineer. People skills aren't my strong suit.
I'm an engineer, too. I'm also more emotionally mature than a teenager. Just have a conversation.
I am. I'm trying. You aren't making it easy.
You haven't earned easy.
I'm trying to tell you that I respect you. As an officer. As a woman. And as someone who has done nothing but try to help me while I've lashed out.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, come on.
I mean it. That was much better.
I mean it, too. I did warn you that I'm not much of a boyfriend.
You said a lot of things in that shuttle. I'm still waiting to find out which ones were true.
Engineer log, supplemental. After 17 hours working on the transporter problem, Jack and Joshy finally convinced me to get some rest. I wish I could. The comm system in my quarters has gone bullocks up, paging random officers to my front door. And it's barely all 300 hours. Frack. Replicator ready.
Specify foodstuff.
A tall glass of cold water, computer. What's the temperature in here? Is it always this hot in Excelsior?
28 degrees centigrade.
What? Computer, I'm sweating through my uniform, which isn't even supposed to be possible. It must be pushing 50. What is this? It sure as hell isn't water.
Temperature is 28 degrees centigrade.
Well, frack me. Sensors and the replicator, too. I may never sleep again. Oh no, not another one. Come. I'm sorry, whoever you are. My comm system's gone crazy. I didn't page you. I'm trying to fix it, and I'm sorry for
getting... Is it always this hot on Risa?
Actually, my mother's from Risa, but I grew up in Ireland. Some bullock stop widget on this bullock stop ship is just... Wait, you're...
Trying not to take offense? Yes.
Captain Devan, I'm so sorry, sir. I mean, it's a beautiful ship, just...
No harm done, Commander. You've had a long night.
So has half the senior staff. My comm system is paging officers at random to come down here and welcome me aboard. You can imagine how happy Asuka Yubari was teaching me to say her name at 2:30 in the morning. Please, come in.
Well, in my case, it was a fair reminder. I should have come by earlier to see my new chief engineer, and to warn her about certain pranksters in her ranks.
Pranksters? Sir, every subsystem in this room has been totally compromised. I can't sleep. I can't eat. And I'm being publicly humiliated because I can't fix it. It would have taken a competent engineer hours, maybe days, to pull this off. And with a critical assignment like a transporter rescue? No, sir. No Starfleet Academy graduate would find this funny.
Maybe not, but some of our officers came up the enlisted ranks. They may not have our Academy refinement. I saw you relieved Kinash Adow of duty today. Why?
Adow? I can't believe it. She wouldn't.
She has before, and for much less reason.
Then With all due respect, sir, why is she still on Excelsior?
If I fired every officer with a personality disorder, the Excelsior wouldn't have much of a crew. Or a captain, for that matter. Ensign Adao is a handful, but she is also a genius. In my office, I have a pad where I keep a tally of how many stunts like this she's pulled, plus a tally of how many times she's saved the ship and the lives of every person aboard. As long as the second outnumbers the first, she'll stay.
All right. Then what do you suggest I do, sir?
For tonight, sleep in my quarters. I have work to catch up on anyway. And we can just cut power to yours until after Mantua. In the morning, put Adao back on duty. Apologize. Use her. And get those transporters working. Then, tomorrow or the day after, get revenge. Beam her bed into the Marine mess hall while she's sleeping or something.
I can't do that! It undermined my authority. It hurt the team's morale. It destroyed my relationship with Ensign Adao.
Kinash Adao has never made an engineering mistake under my command. Not one. Her instincts are always right. Her skills are incomparable. As far as I'm concerned, she's the Pope of main engineering. An infallible oracle of the gods. My doctor is going to be killed in a few hours if we don't get the transporters. I've been waiting all day for them. Like my friend, Skipper Sam Cox, says, you can't kill it yourself, you find a bigger gun. You need Adao.
I need a team. If I give her a pass on what happened today, especially tonight, then the trust in that team will be broken and engineering will be under her thumb again. At that point, I might as well go home to the Titalic. Are you ordering me to reinstate Ensign Adao, Captain?
No. It's up to you to run your own department. I just want those transporters. Don't let me down. Speaking of which, it looks like you're back on shift in 2 hours. I'll tell my room to let you in. Pleasure meeting you.
And you, sir.
Oh, and, one other thing. We call our ship the Excelsior. Never just Excelsior. She isn't one of those newfangled ships of the line that gets chummy with the crew.
I didn't realize she had an opinion, sir.
She won't blame you this time, Commander. You didn't know any better. Welcome aboard, Commander Janaya, and good luck.
Sir. 2 hours. Fuck!
Watch the log there. I almost tripped.
Oh, thanks. Alex. Sir, stop. We're walking in circles. That tree's where we stopped for lunch.
It can't be. We followed the tricorder compass exactly. It must just be a similar-looking tree.
No, it's not. Look!
Our ration pack wrappers.
When the guards passed by, we got distracted and forgot to vaporize them.
But how did we get back here? The tricorder says that's more than 14 kilometers away.
Well, which way did we come?
What?
The log you just helped me over. It's gone.
And that rosebush wasn't there a minute ago.
What's going on?
It's a hologram. This entire forest, the rosebush, the grass, the birds and the trees. The scan says it's all holographic.
Thousands of square meters to conceal what?
3, 4, 5. I smell the blood of foreign scum.
What in space is that?
It's a giant! Like, from a storybook. But don't worry, just a hologram.
It's coming right at us! Do you really think the wizard's holograms have safety protocols?
You have a point, Commander.
Rob!
Be they alive, or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread.
He just pulled up a tree!
Don't slow down!
We need some place to hide!
I know!
No fair man would say I'm cruel. I just need to be morning gruel.
He's catching up!
Well, yeah, with legs like that. This'll have to do. Jump!
Down the embankment? It's 9 meters!
Slide with it! Geronimo!
If this kills me, I'm haunting you! Whoa!
Oh. Quick! Neva! Over here! Under the overhang!
What are you doing?
Sonic pulse. It should knock the holograms offline for a few minutes.
What? Where do they go? Come out, come out. My juicy fat little morsels.
Fat?
Don't listen to him, Neva. You're the most beautiful...
I don't need flattery right now. I need...
You need a sonic pulse, I know. You've got one.
Holy...
Spast!
What have they been hiding out here?
I'm detecting large quantities of refined dilithium, pergium, translantian ore. This is a major mining operation.
At least now we know what the wizards are up to.
They're picking this world clean.
This humble servant scarce believes his ears.
Helmut, where did you come from?
How bold are you to stand in judgment over us?
Yes, I judge you, Helmut. The plague you've inflicted on these people will kill thousands, maybe millions. And for what? Power?
The plague? You blame us for your plague? There's no one who can hear your lies, Off-Worlder.
Off-Worlder?
The Order of Wizards did not gain Mantua's trust by being fools. Yes, we know your aliens. It was obvious, but we bided our time. No need to act where the king can see, if you'll just run into our arms anyway.
Except you made a big mistake. I have a gun that could vaporize you and half that refinery. And now that I've knocked out your holograms... All you have is a short bit of wood.
My magic wand has an independent core. I can produce conjurations and illusions that would slay you instantly, or give you a lifetime of suffering.
Fair enough, but can you cast a spell faster than a phaser beam?
2 phaser beams.
Against 12 wizards?
I only see the 1 wizard, Helmut.
Lord Helmut. The entire order stands at your command.
Oh, Turgus, you always take this role so seriously. Try a little more color. The Mantuans adore theater. Like this. That's drama.
Wide beam dispersal?
We're surrounded. We can't take them all.
Seize them.
Power cage, ready.
Neva, run.
Aye, sir.
Power cage, fire!
Ah!
Neva!
Some kind of force field! We're trapped!
Now you'll be accorded a rare privilege, Off-Worlders. For who on Mantua does not dream of entering the Wizard's Castle? Take them to Central Control.
Morning, boss lady. You sleep all right?
Let's not talk about it. How are we doing here? We've got 3 hours. The captain needs a way to beam up the away team or people will die.
Nick and I tried using an interpolation algorithm to split the transporter beam, then reassemble it in our pattern buffer.
But the moth is enormous. We need about a day, day and a half.
All right. Good try. What else have we come up with? Come on, we had ENDS and EDOs and enhanced scans to help us. Myers? Tegan?
Jaylin was able to resolve enough of the interference to get a fix on the away team's locations.
But transporters,
So, we've got nothing.
Remove the blindfolds. Let the aliens see what they have.
They're dancing.
You have a mining tunnel full of dancing wizards?
If you or your lawyers or their designee will immediately hand over the cure for this plague, we will drop the charges of trespassing and espionage.
The cure? Why would we have a cure?
Because no sane power deploys a bioweapon without developing a counteragent. Besides, dear off-worlder, if you don't have a cure, you're going to die down here of the same plague that's taken 35 of my best men.
Your people are infected.
Look around you. Did you think your disease would only kill Mantuans? Our government has quarantined us here.
This doesn't make any sense. You're the bad guys. You're the ones strip-mining the planet, exploiting the native inhabitants.
That's a lie.
The Ilnax Mantua Mineral Company is in full compliance with Council oversight. The certification from our last inspection is available upon request.
What Council? Where does a corporation get permission to pillage a planet?
P-Counts, obviously. The Paranothorius Council? Interstellar Development? Peacekeeping? Where are you from?
The United Federation of Planets.
Never heard of it.
They're a new corporation. Near the Rim.
No, we're not. Our mission is exploration, not stealing minerals from primitives for profit.
Since the Great and Blessed Order of Wizards arrived here 10 years ago, there hasn't been a war. We've cured diseases, stabilized their economy, advanced their technology, and a generous portion of our profits is held in trust for the day when Mantua joins us among the stars. It would never even occur to us to hurt the Mantuans. They're our friends.
Sure. Friends you'd already have abandoned if you weren't quarantined with them.
You're not going to get away with it. Do I humor you, madam?
I'm missing the joke too, Neva.
I don't get it either, Alex. I think...
Maker, she's sick. She's caught your damn disease. Let me out of these chains.
Impossible. She's faking.
You have my scanner, my tricorder. Run a scan and you'll see I'm telling the truth. But let me out so I can help her.
Scans can be faked.
If you don't let me out right now, she'll die. Do you want that on your conscience? Helmut! The energy field's attacking her hypothalamus, just like the princess. Neva, I'm going to try your pheromone suppressants.
You do have a cure.
No. Neva is an Orion. She needs to take drugs to suppress her powerful pheromones. Lucky for us, they work by closing down pathways into and out of the hypothalamus.
You carry a dose of my suppressant with you?
After Gevinon, I carry 3.
So do I.
Keep them handy. I don't know how much time that bought you. The plague is incredibly powerful. Use another dose when you feel it breaking loose.
Then none of us are responsible for the plague? But if not you, then who?
Maybe it isn't either of you. But someone in these mines started this plague.
It could have been one of your people.
No, it couldn't have. This disease is created by an energy field, not a virus. We tracked that energy field, and it led us here.
Absurd. Even if that kind of scanner were possible, can you imagine the power requirements for a plague-inducing energy field covering the entire planet? This entire mining facility barely generates 3 terathons, and every millijoule is dedicated to getting dilithium out of the ground.
The Divisions have scanners that powerful.
So do we.
Look.
How marvelous. May I? Oh, you should take a second look at your readings, off-worlder. This energy field you've tracked is not coming from our mine.
Yes, it is. Look. Those coordinates are accurate within 5 meters.
Aha, but look at the Z-axis. The signal isn't coming from inside the wizard's castle. It's coming from beneath the wizard's castle.
What?
Yes, about 100 meters below our deepest operations. And you say whatever's down there is causing the entire plague?
That's what our doctor said.
If only we'd had this kind of scanning technology 6 months ago.
How did we get down there?
Oh, my dear lady, we can't get down there. Whatever's generating this energy field is situated beneath 100 meters of solid rock.
But, sir...
I'm joking, Turgus. We're a mining company. Of course we can get down there. We just have to drill.
Come.
Commander.
Kanash, I thought this would be a good time for that tea we planned.
Tea?
Tea. Chamomile, piping hot. For you, Ensign. Computer, make that too.
I've never had tea.
Then this is your luck. Oh, Janie Mac. That will come out with the chem cloth.
Still looks tastier than that Roctogeno swill.
I need to apologize.
To my carpet?
To you. Your personal file didn't say you were a wunderkind, but everyone else on this ship tells me that's exactly what you are. I should have taken your advice on the transceiver.
And now you need me to solve the transporter problem?
Actually, the team is hard at work on that, and I think we'll get it online.
I've been paying attention. You've got nothing.
I have a team.
So what are you down here for? Dr. Sharp could be killed. They could all be killed. Your team is in crunch time.
I want you to be one of us.
You're putting me back on duty.
When you've served out your week suspension, yes.
I'm still suspended, but... Oh, I get it. You can't afford to bargain, so you're here to threaten.
Pardon?
I have 3 pips, and watch how fast I make you a base monkey again and have fun staffing waste reclamation until then. Sorry, senior officers don't scare me.
Oi! You really think that's how I work? No, I came down because Jack's throwing a little welcome to the ship shindig for me, and he forgot to include you on the invite list.
Forgot.
I just wanted to make sure you'd be there. 1800 tomorrow.
But I'm suspended.
You're suspended from duty, not from the team. As long as I'm here, you're going to be a part of everything we do. You'll be there?
Sure.
Well, I'd better get back to it.
That's all? You don't want to try again with the tea?
I'd love to. But like you said, Dr. Sharp's life is on the line. Only thing that comes in front of that is my team. Have a cup on my tab. I'm pretty sure you have my replicator codes. See you tomorrow.
Wait. Here are some notes I put together on the energy field. I have 3 ideas on breaking through, but the second one's the best. You might find it helpful.
Thanks, Kanash. I'm sure we will. And I'll make sure the guys know where it came from.
Rub it in Nick's face. Even he should have thought of number 3 10 minutes after the scans came back.
I'll leave that for you to do tomorrow. Good morning, Kanash.
New leaders from Thor, and we struck some kind of wall.
Push through, Fergus!
Yes, sir! This wall looks ancient, Helmut.
It's man-made, with brick and mortar. But how? Even 10 million years ago, this stratum was nowhere near the surface.
Neva, how are you?
The feeling is getting intense again, sir. The closer we get to the energy source...
Take a dose.
Alex, it's my last one.
You don't know what's beyond that hole. I need you right now, Neva.
Let's make it quick.
Scions!
What is this?
A control room of some kind. My tricorder reads... at least 250,000 years old. That glowing sphere in the center, that must be the power source.
It's tremendous.
Sir, these computer panels... the script. It's Iconian, sir.
The Iconians built the gateway that allows us to explore this part of the galaxy. But I've never heard of an intact ground installation.
The ancients left many small outposts behind in this part of the galaxy off-worlder. But they're all inert. They have been for millennia. Why is this one active? What switched it on? And why did it decide to give us the plague just a few months ago?
The Iconians were almost godlike by the time they fled our galaxy. It's hard to understand anything they did near the end. The Dancing Plague could be a punishment. Or an experiment. Or an accident. A side effect of the machine's true purpose.
Whatever that was. A Starfleet archaeology team could spend a lifetime here. This is the find of the decade.
If we can turn it off first.
Right, of course.
I have something. Yeah, these are the shutdown controls. No. Wait. No! That's not good.
What's wrong?
Whatever this thing is, it's like a nuclear reactor. Self-sustaining. Once it's on, you can't just switch it off. The shutdown protocol ruptures a magma pocket beneath this chamber, flooding it with molten lava. That destroys the system.
And us along with it.
Helmut? How fast can that drilling rig get us out of here once the lava starts flowing?
Turgos? Top speed is 1 meter per second.
Then we'll have to leave it behind. Neva, can we outrun the lava on foot?
Yes, we should. But that tunnel we just dug will collapse and seal the lava in very quickly, trapping anyone on the wrong side.
She's right. If we make it out, it will be with no time to spare.
So much for archaeology. Let's end the plague. Is everyone ready?
On your order, sir.
We're ready to run.
Now, Neva. Out! Everybody out!
Alex! Help!
What's wrong?
Look at my feet, Alex. I'm dancing.
We need to get out of here, Neva.
I can't. I can't stop. It's... I can't stop. It's... oh, never mind. You can't help me. I'm...
Neva! Neva! Turgus, Helmut, I need help.
There's no time. You'll have to leave her.
No! Fine. You need to dance. We'll dance out of here. Step. Step. Glide. Can you hear me?
I...
Come on. The lava's destroying the control room. We have to stay ahead of it. Step. Step.
Off-worlder, hurry. The cave is collapsing behind us. Your friend is dead already. Run!
Go. I'm fine.
We'll be right back.
And Alex?
I'm here. The plague's power source just exploded. I guess you're cured. But we didn't make it out before the cave-in.
The lava?
Rising. No way out.
So, you're dead?
Looks that way.
Why'd you wait for me?
Because the person I became on Gevenon would have left you behind. And I don't want to live as that person. I'd rather die as Alex Lorok.
Well, I'm glad you figured out what to believe in. Shame it had to happen right now. How much of this wall do you think you can phase your way before we burn to death?
That lava's rising at about 2 meters per second.
Still worth a shot. Let's go out fighting.
You never seem like the blaze of glory type.
With all due respect, sir, you don't know me very well.
That's becoming more and more apparent, Commander. Ready? Aim.
Patterns verified, boss lady. We have them.
Good work, Jack. I'm going to take the materialization nice and slow. Bridge, this is transporter room 3. We have them.
Acknowledged, Commander. Senior staff, debrief at 1800. Bridge out.
They found us. We're alive.
A very timely rescue, Commander Janiah. I think you're going to fit in nicely here.
It wasn't me, sir. Think my team.
Where's Melissa?
We brought her on first, sir. Her pattern was a lot easier through the interference, being above ground and all. She's waiting for you both in sickbay, and promise you regret it should you fail to promptly appear.
She probably means it, too.
Tell her we are on our way. I'm sorry.
Yes?
I shouldn't have avoided you after Gevenon. It was... Simon Westlake died there. He was my friend. And he was just a boy. You were there. And then what happened in the shuttle. It was wonderful. Too wonderful. I didn't think I had the right to feel so good with Simon's blood on my hands. So I pushed you away. When really, I think I needed you more than anything.
I'm glad that it meant something to you.
Can I have a second chance to start fresh?
You've had a second chance. You missed it.
What am I up to, then?
I believe this will be your fifth chance.
Oh.
You're getting better.
We could get dinner. I want to get dinner with you and talk. If that's something that still interests you.
Honestly, Lorok, you haven't done much to interest me. I don't even like most of what I've seen. But there's something else about you. Something I've glimpsed once or twice, but... I'll give you one date. One chance to impress me.
And if I do?
Then I'll give you one more date. And we'll keep going until you stop impressing me.
I have some very impressive engineering humor.
Engineering humor is terrible.
Is the warp core leaking? Because you look radiant.
And that was your fifth chance. On to your sixth.
I appreciate it. 1930, the Delta Lounge?
Why so late? Debrief won't go that long.
There's something I have to do first.
She may not yet be fully recovered,
Lina. Lina?
Father!
Lina! You're alive! Oh, daughter, you're alive!
I knew you'd save me!
Oh, Ali, it was not I who worked this miracle.
Once we knew a witch was at work, we had only to exorcise her. The demon calling herself Melissa Sharp is destroyed in body and spirit. You'll find her cell quite empty.
Lord Sir Wizard, it matters not how.
Today you have saved my kingdom and my daughter. You have my fealty and the fealty of all my sons unto the last generation of the world.
Sir King, please rise up. The wizards have no desire for your fealty, only your friendship.
What?
Helmut, then you shall have it. Do you know we have never welcomed your order to our kingdom with a proper feast? Tonight we shall rectify that gross oversight. Every single wizard must join us tonight, Helmut. There will be a week's festivities to celebrate our deliverance from evil. I must begin the preparations.
And we too have much to attend to. The gates between worlds have yet to be sealed, you know. Your Majesty.
Why did you refuse the king's offer? It would have been a great help to our work here.
Targus, are we exploiting these people?
What? Helmut, are you all right?
Are we exploiting the Mantuans? It's a very simple question.
No. Of course not.
If we hadn't been quarantined, would you have abandoned this planet during the plague?
We had to be quarantined.
But if we weren't?
Your question doesn't make any sense.
Answer it anyway. Would you have left?
Sure. Yes.
Think about that. And I'll ask you again tomorrow.
And I keep telling Admiral Parker there's nothing left down there. Lava doesn't leave witnesses. But he's still making us send our full archaeology team to study the site. Admirals are stubborn, Skipper Cox.
Almost as stubborn as starship captains.
The point is well taken, Skipper. And here I thought the way we fearlessly rescued you and your crew last month, after decades lost in space, would earn me a few indulgences.
Funny, the way I remember it, you showed up and ruined a perfectly good escape plan, then left it to us and the Scions to pull your bacon out of the fire. Besides, what are friends for, if you can't point out their glaring character flaws?
Oh, as if you're a paragon of flexibility, Skipper. I thought I had friends so I could complain about admirals with them.
You know, Admiral Parker might have a point this time.
How so?
Right after I took over as skipper of the SS Anbar, we bumped into a Sakaar research fleet. They were working on a weapon that would prevent buggers. Sorry, extragalactic neuroparasites is what Starfleet Intelligence is calling them, from taking over anyone's brain.
Did it work?
We never found out. They had to shut down the experiment because of, quote, bizarre behavior on the home ship. Sounds a little like your dancing plague.
A little. But ours was Iconian and enveloped a planet.
I guess it is a little bit. I've been reminiscing a lot lately.
How is life on Earth, Skipper? Don't tell me you're not enjoying it. You spent your whole life trying to get your crew home.
You retired once. How'd it go for you?
I tried to take up gardening. Even my fiancé thought that was a bad idea.
Fiancé?
I had a lot of bad ideas when I retired. Some of us aren't prepared for paradise.
A lot of us, I think. Maybe that's why we serve on starships.
Well, this just got too deep for me. I have to log off anyway. Subspace bandwidth is at a premium out here, and Lieutenant Lorak reserved some time tonight.
I'll let you go then. Always a pleasure.
Good night, Skipper.
Computer. Any new messages?
3 unplayed messages from Admiral Ian Westlake.
Delete them. Like the others. And then establish a connection to Admiral Westlake.
Lieutenant Warrock? I've been expecting your call.
I know.
Thank you.
that episode, Kestra Janaya was played by Jacqueline Luca. Insanate Al was Carla Bandera. Helmut, Clay Duggar. Turgis, Ben Wisman. The King, Stephen Haney. Princess Elena, Lulu Keel. The Giant, David Bodcher. Skipper Cox, Elise Crowley. Admiral Westlake, Mike Hennessy. Jack Myers, Sean Burgos. Nick Dimitropoulos, Michael Fritz. Joshi, Julie Bruno. Jalen Teagan, David Bodcher. Mantuan Barkeep, Luke Hardy. Mantuan Female, Melissa Carter. Computer, Caitlin Haney. Guards, Gary Colbom, Jim Smagata, Billy Smagata, Gareth Bowley. Directed by Jim Smagata. Post-producers, Jim Smagata, Andy Thompson, Matthew Blondin, Mike Hennessy, Anthony Schaefer, and Shane Davidson. Line producers, Luke Hardy, Shannon Miller, Nathan Pope, and Alan Michael Soard. Artwork, John Boss. Theme song by Samuel Gillis. Full music credits at starshipexcelsior.com. Special thanks to Baxter Turnham, Michael Blaze, and Gene Roddenberry.
This has been an Excelsior production.
No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains the property of CBS Paramount Television. It won't be long until the Excelsior crew finds themselves at death's door. Coming soon to a sound system near you.